Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. It's a little early to talk about spring, but not too early to talk about spring turkey season. My guest this week is R.J. Gross. R.J. is an upland bird biologist with Game and Fish. We're going to talk about turkeys in North Dakota. R.J., applications for the Spring Turkey Lottery are available now. The deadline comes up actually fairly soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little over a week, February 8th. So people got to hurry up and get their applications in, see if they're lucky enough to draw a spring turkey tag for North Dakota.
Okay. It's been kind of a nasty winter so far. Now, are turkeys as susceptible to the weather as, say, deer or pheasants or something like that?
Yep.
How are populations doing?
They're a little bit more hardy, but I guess I don't care how hardy you are, negative 40 degrees, it's probably going to be a little tough. We'll see how it goes. I haven't got very many reports of turkeys dying out there. Even on mild winters, we're going to lose a few. That's just kind of how it goes. I'm hopeful in the spring that we'll have a good population. I know this past year in our surveys, limited surveys that we do for turkeys, they were actually up in some parts of the state. A lot in the western part and then along the Missouri River did really good. You know, we saw more turkeys, better broods, brood size, things like that.
It sounds like habitat makes a big difference.
Absolutely. You know, turkeys, they need their roosting cover, trees, and North Dakota doesn't really have too much of that. Basically, you're looking at the river corridors, Missouri, the stuff the heart out in the, and then we have some a good population out in the Badlands too, kind of in the Kildare Mountain areas.
So basically, some areas of the state are doing great. Other areas of the state.
Yep, exactly. Like I said, the Missouri River, that corridor had really good production this year. And then it seems east of the Missouri, it's just hasn't been very good for quite a few years. I mean, you know, we had that the peak of our, I guess, the turkeys in North Dakota is about that 2008, 2009. We had that bad winter, and then ever since then, we haven't had very good production. And they're slowly coming back, so we'll see. If we have a good spring this year, I mean, they could come right back up.
Barring any major weather occurrences coming up in February, March, first part of April, what can hunters expect to see come April?
They should see plenty of opportunity for turkeys out there. I mean, you're definitely going to have to put in the time and go scouting. Find the birds, pattern the birds is a big thing. See what they do, where do they go feed in the morning, where do they roost, things like that. Just, got to definitely put in the time.
Do your scouting.
Exactly.
This is a Tom's only season.
Correct.
Why?
In the spring, yep, it's Tom only just because it's not, the recreation season, not the population control. Mm-hmm. Like our fall, either sex season, that's what we use if there's units that need some turkeys taken out of it. We'll increase tags in those. But yeah, the spring, we feel that we don't harvest enough toms to have a direct impact on the population.
There are a few units across the state where license availability is up.
Yep.
There's also a few where license availability is down.
Right, yep. There was only one this year that actually went up, and that was kind of over south of Williston in the Badlands. Turkey's been doing really good out there. And, even, like I said, around the Kildare Mountains, that's been good. And then five of the units we lowered tags, and most of those are out in the east just because they haven't had very good production. They're losing habitat out there as well.
And the lottery is coming up. As we said, the deadline comes up, I believe, February 8th.
February 8th, yep.
But it seems like every year there are a few units where they have leftover license.
Yep. Yeah, usually in the western part of the states, the western part of the units, we have extras. It's tough to say. Really, because there's been more turkey hunters, more turkeys being bagged. So, but usually there's a few units that they have extras. So once those come out, you can get one extra tag in a unit, and they usually go pretty fast. So you gotta hurry up and get on that.
So we keep our fingers crossed for no weather patterns or anything,
and
should be a really good season.
Absolutely,
April.
Yeah, I'm hopeful, and hopefully people are lucky enough to draw a tag and get out there and enjoy some turkeys in North Dakota.
All right, RJ, thanks.
Thank you.
The Spring Turkey Lottery applications are available now. You can apply online at the Game and Fish website. It's gf.nd.gov. You can apply over the phone by calling 800-406-6409, or application forms are available at vendors and Game and Fish offices. The spring turkey season opens April 8th and runs through May 14th. For RJ Gross and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.